Rancho County Community Foundation has a special event coming up tomorrow night at the Community Health Center's Community Care and Conference Center to kind of give you an idea maybe about what the Community Foundation can do for you. Executive Director Colleen Knight joins us in the studio. Community Foundation is out there and has given thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars back to our community each and every year. But there's still a lot of people that maybe don't know the story of the Community Foundation yet, right?
That's right. And so in addition to showing our appreciation to donors and letting them know some of the organizations that received grants as a result of their generosity, this is a great opportunity for anyone who wants to learn more about their Community Foundation, what we do and how we do it. There'll be stations around the room where grantee organizations will have information about their projects and about their organizations, so you can learn about not just the foundation but some organizations in the community. And anyone who's listening who'd like to make a reservation and learn more about the Community Foundation can do that by contacting our office at 278-4517.
All right, and your special keynote address actually is from the president and CEO of the Council of Michigan Foundations, Rob Collier, right?
That's right, and Rob is connected to both Washington and what's going on in the state, and we're going to get an update around what's going on with charitable giving and some of the things that are helping and not helping in Washington and at the state level.
Because there have been some changes, and I know you're trying to push people on to make sure they get their donations in before the end of the year to take advantage of certain contributions, right?
Right. There is the Congress did extend the charitable IRA rollover, so anybody who wants to make a contribution directly to a charity from their IRA can do that. We don't know if that's going to be reinstated, but up until December 31st, they can do that. So that is a good opportunity.
Like I said, they don't even have a budget yet. Who knows what's going to go on in the next couple of months in Washington. But it's always a neat opportunity, the Community Foundation's appreciation event. So it is coming up tomorrow. Folks need a reserve to be there?
Just so we have a head count, and we'll put you on the list so that when you walk in the door, you're going to be checked in and you'll be given some information. So, yep, that would be great if people would just make a reservation.
Okay, 278-4517. Foundation right now, obviously, you're looking ahead to, obviously, you want to keep growing and having more money because then you can give more money back to the community and support more programs.
That's what it's all about. It's a community organization set up for the community for both now and to generate income later on. Yep.
Yeah, and I know you're also looking for some board members to kind of replenish that, right?
Absolutely. We have some spots reserved on our board or available on our board. Anybody who wants to think about that, you do have to be a donor because we only donors can be on the board. Mm-hmm. But just give me a call and I can send you an information packet, or you can contact any of our board members. Those are listed on our website.
All right. It's Branch County Community Foundation Appreciation Event coming up tomorrow night, the Community Care and Conference Center, the Community Health Center, Branch County. Again, for more information, it's at brcofoundation.org, the website, or 278-4517. Thanks, Colleen.
Thank you.
Colleen Knight, Executive Director of the Branch County Community Foundation, in the studio with us this morning.